Welcome to day 25 of the Jesus Reveal podcast. My name is Ntle Mncube and I'm your host. So it is, as I said, day 25. We're looking at Matthew 11 from verse 28 to 30, where I guess the crux of it is, come to me and I will give you rest. And that is what we're revealing about Jesus today. And today, for the third time, it is the black t-shirt episode of the Jesus Reveal podcast. And I'm joined by Pastor Kopan Miri. Pastor Kops, welcome once again.
Thank you. Third time's a charm. We did not discuss outfits.
We did not. It was revealed to us.
There's another series coming out, Outfits Revealed.
Yes. That's not right.
No, it's not.
It isn't. All right, let's get into it. So we're looking at Matthew 11, and there's a whole host of activities that happened in that chapter. Firstly, it's the arrest of John and him being in prison and him being at the brink of his execution by decapitation. Yeah. There is just Jesus, I guess, in that moment of weakness within John, him asking asking his disciples to ask Jesus whether he is the Messiah, and Jesus giving the response that he gives to John. Yeah. But after he gives that response, he then brings it to the fore of the importance of John the Baptist to those that were listening. Then there's a passage of Jesus really emitting judgment to the various places, for example, Chorazin, Bethsaida, the people of Capernaum, and how they have rejected Christ essentially, and how all of that will come to the fore on Judgment Day. And then to the crux then of what we are talking about, where Christ gives a prayer of thanksgiving to the Father, and him saying that he is indeed the custodian of the knowledge of God. Yeah. And if you want to know the Father, know him.
Yes.
And I guess it's a good a time as any then to come to the place where the first opening ambit that he says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and he will give them rest. Now, Pastor Kops, let's start then here in the point of why then Jesus calls them, or the people that he's referring to, or just everyone that's listening, in fact, as weary and heavy burdened.
Yeah, it's very good context setting.
Yeah.
And I believe in that verse 25, where Jesus speaks about praising God, praising the Father, because he has hidden these things from the wise and learned.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the wise and learned, i.e. the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. And it's an interesting context as we come to the scripture, where you have a group of people, and I don't want us to move away from the fact that it's not just the thing then. It happens today.
Yeah.
Where we are wise in our own perspective and view, and we are learned in our own perspective and view. And in that stunted understanding of the law of Moses, we cast judgment on others. So it's a very interesting picture. And as you've explained, how we get to this point with the beginning of the chapter. But in this case, the context of Jesus talking to the audience and leading up to calling them weary and burdened, it is because the teachers of the law and the Pharisees are doing one half of what their job should be, which is teaching the law and exposing falling short of the law. Right? What they're teaching is not incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in one of the Gospels, Jesus speaks to a crowd and his disciples, and he says, listen to what the Pharisees and the teachers of the law say, but do not do what they do.
Hmm.
So the one part is they teach the law,
yeah,
and they cast judgment or condemnation from that perspective. Yeah. Now, the other half of what they are not doing is working with the people that have been entrusted to them, the community of the Jewish people back then, walking them to help them in their journey of walking in accordance with the law. And so in I believe in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus speaks to a crowd again and his disciples, and he says that the teachers of the law, and he's actually, there's another part where he confronts them at dinner, both the Pharisees and teachers of the law, and he says, you tie a boulder around the necks of people. And you will not lift even a finger to help them move it. So that is the context that the community lives in, where the people who are entrusted to lead them are in fact using the law of Moses to bash them, to make them know that they are less than, and enjoying the benefits of being in a position of a Pharisee or teacher of the law, being greeted in the marketplace, you know, being seen as wise. But they're not taking on the responsibility of walking and living with the people to help them live in accordance with the law. So I think that's one context just to kind of set out there.
So I also just want to look at the them being weary and heavy burdened, and what that is referring to, because I think with the context that you're laying out, it almost sounds like it's two-pronged. I think the second stream of it, I'll leave you to just lay that out. But there is something to be said around in how you've unpacked how the Pharisees, I guess, lorded in a sense over the people that they've been trusted with, is a bit of a yoke. So they're almost applying a further burden and a yoke to the people that are listening, or to those that really want to be right with the Lord. So instead of showing them a pathway of how to live and in or being corrected in a way, but they're living in a sense of condemnation. So I just also want to look at the other stream of what being heavy burdened and being weary is about.
This part, you know, just the revelation of this was a bit funny, because in a lot of cases I've heard this part of scripture around, come to me those who are weary and burdened, as a call to general fatigue. You know, I've had a long day at work. let me come to the Lord. I'm weary and burdened. I pulled 2 hours at the gym. Let me come to the Lord. I'm weary and burdened. That's not this weary and burdened. And in the initial context setting of Jesus saying, listen to what the Pharisees teach. The weary and burdened is sin. The weary and burden is sin. It's drinking. It's fornication. It's adultery. It's lying. Have I missed any?
You probably
I have. I'm coming to them. It's fits of rage. It's being covetous. That's heavy. That is a real burden. And Jesus is saying, all you who are weary and burdened. So the burden is sin. It's living in sin. So I think just to put that out clearly, the worry and burden is living in sin.
And I think, I think it's key for us to circle around the heaviness and the burden of sin. Because when I'm thinking about it now, I'm thinking about the context of, especially in the New Testament, and how Paul, either in the book of Galatians or the book of Ephesians and even Romans, when you look at just from Romans from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 8, looking at how sin is positioned in a sense, I guess, before we come to faith, we are a slave to it. In a sense that we, whether we like it or not, we are subject to the whims of our flesh, subject to the lure of always sinning. And that is a very important thing to say, just to almost put a picture in people's minds, to say that it's heavy And it's a wearisome burden because of the extent of how much we are in servitude towards it and how much we are enslaved by it.
Yes.
And then bringing then into the Old Testament and looking at the slave and master relationship when you look at the children of Israel when they were in bondage.
Yeah.
They had no choice but to do that. They had no choice but to serve the gods that the Egyptians were serving. They had no choice but to carry the brick law. So that's almost like a representation of what sin looks like.
And I think we do take for granted what a life without God is like. A life absent of God's presence and God's hand of covering is like, because that in effect what sin does, it separates us from God. So the result or the repercussion of being separated from God is heaviness. It's a burden. We become weary. So 100% I agree with kind of like the context and the scriptures Paul speaking and referring to, you know, being free and not being slaves to sin. In a very simple way, sin separates us from God, and a life separated from God is a heavy life.
No, that's absolutely spot on. And then in the context of now understanding the heaviness. And I think it's definitely worth saying both the heaviness of upholding the law and even the condemnation of teaching in which the law was admitted by the Pharisees. And also on the other side, it's the heaviness and the weariness of sin as well, is the contrast that Jesus comes with, which is the lightness of his yoke. And when we look at so he says, I'll give you rest, take upon my yoke, let me teach you because I'm humble and gentle. My question here then is, in light of this, why then does Jesus refer to his yoke as being light?
It's a good question. Because if I had to ask any random person on the street, would you switch positions with Jesus?
Not even.
And that's the context we usually think about the yoke Jesus carries. And I don't want that. I don't want to be nailed to a cross. I don't want to be spat on. I don't want to be crucified. I don't want to be ridiculed in public. But that's not the yoke Jesus carries. The reason the yoke Jesus carries is light is because Jesus is without sin. So if I am the one who is weary and heavy burdened, and the reason for that is because of sin, then it makes sense for the yoke Jesus carries to be one that is light and easy to carry because it is without sin. Now, the beautiful thing about the story and Jesus saying, I will give you rest, is that he lived a life that we actually should have lived. And he died a death that we should have actually died. And so he's taken on that burden because God is just. He's a just judge, so he has to judge. And God, in his grace, came to earth in human form, i.e. Jesus. And he took on the punishment of justice. You know, so that is the, I will give you rest, but the reason Jesus' yoke is light is because Jesus is without sin.
And then I just want to then look at us taking upon, when Jesus says, take upon that yoke, and because it is light. And maybe if we can just look at the how then of to those that are watching and listening, how then do we take upon Jesus' yoke?
It's I think it's a lifelong wrestle, you know, the how of it. It's basically the question around sanctification. Right. So we do receive salvation upon the acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Look, we've built habits depending on you know, when you got into the faith, consciously so, you've built habits around a life separated from God. So there will be a process of sanctification. But it's the again, the grace in that is Jesus saying that He is gentle and humble in heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And the, you know, the picture or the story the Bible, you know, uses to back Jesus's claim of being humble and gentle is Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. And washing not just one or some, but all of the disciples.
Yeah.
Even the shady ones. you know, so Jesus in his grace, Jesus in his love, washing the feet of those who will betray him.
Wow.
You know, shows that even as we wrestle in being like Christ, we know that Christ is humble and is gentle in heart. So that's good news, at least to me.
Yeah. And I think and that's really, really good, because it's really, firstly, it's an understanding for us in showing the extent of Christ's sacrifice for us, in that he really did not care about our state when coming to him, whether we rejected him the day before, or whether we spoke of him in a negative light or rejected him. He still is in a position of washing our feet, and that's the one part. The other part is in the modeling of the kind of life that we need to have as those then that are gentle and humble, and washing people's feet, even those then that would treat us in a way that does not warrant for us to serve them, and be humble towards them.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, as a takeaway, a life in sin is a life separated from God. Yeah. It's a heavy life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus calls us weary and burdened, and he calls us to come to him.
Yeah.
And he will give us rest. So we know that the solution to a life of sin and a life separated from God is Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then from there, Jesus calls us to take his yoke. And his yoke is lighter than ours. Amen. And the reason Jesus' yoke is lighter than ours is because he is without sin.
Yeah.
So then how do we live a life without sin? We do the things that Jesus did.
Yeah.
And I know it's easier said that way because, you know, Jesus didn't have social media back in the day. You know, he wasn't like swiping left or right or anything.
Yeah.
But we wrestle with what a heart yielded unto God would do and would live like in this day and age.
Yes.
And then the last thing is Jesus is gentle and humble in heart.
Yeah.
So even as we wrestle with this life, this walk of sanctification, we're human. We'll fall now and again. We'll sin. All have fallen short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
But the Lord that we serve, this just God, is gentle and humble in heart.
Amen.
And he calls us to that rest.
Yeah.
So that's the good news for us.
No, that's perfectly a wrapped up conclusion of what the good news is, Pastor Gops. And thank you for that, because I'm just trying to tie in to the previous episode where it was Pastor Andrew looking at the cost of following Jesus. And I think when people look at that cost, they think that looks like a burden. But in actual fact, it is a freedom that we have yet to even imagine.
Yes.
Because I think that the heaviness of sin as well is its illusion of lightness.
Yeah.
So I'm just pairing those things. And if people would think that there is a contradiction between episodes, there actually isn't.
Yeah. Look, a life yielded unto Christ looks restrained or constrained, but it is in reality a life of freedom. To your point, 100,000%, one of the biggest deceptions of sin is that you actually have freedom.
But
in reality, as Christ says, we have actually become slaves unto sin. Yeah.
Amen.
So no contradiction whatsoever.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Pastor Cops. I think this is a good time to just call it. And this was really, really a powerful and very necessary teaching around Jesus being a yoke lifter or a burden lifter, and more specifically a burden of sin and a burden of the requirements and the restrictions and I think the condemnation of the law. And he brings a lot of freedom to that.
Yeah.
So thank you for revealing to that, and God bless you too for that. And thank you to everyone that has been listening. If this has been a blessing to you, I encourage you to just like our page on YouTube, follow us on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. It is As Jesus Revealed podcast. It has been Day 25. We've got 50 more days to go, and I trust you'll walk this journey with us. God bless you.